Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, welcome to Christian Growth Center, the exploding Word and Worship Center in New River Valley. We like to say that. The Word is exploding. You know, when God created the universe and flung the stars into the heavens and created the earth, it says that that Word exploded. Jesus was on the scene, and it says that that Jesus is the Word. And that Word explodes in our heart. But guess what? We got to get it in our heart, right? We got to get the Word in our heart. So we say welcome. Welcome to Christian Growth Center. If you're joining us online for the first time, we say thank you for watching. We hope you continue to meet up with us every Sunday at 10 o'clock. We're going to start doing this online regularly. So we appreciate you. But let's jump right into the Word today, because I believe God has a Word for us today. A specific Word for the times that we are in. And I want you all to be encouraged by it today. So get your ears on and let the Holy Spirit give you ears to hear what He is saying. I believe the Holy Spirit is saying something to us today. Well, how many of you remember last week when I shared how they had discovered or rediscovered an ancient manuscript that had the remedy, and I don't say remedy, but the prevention for coronavirus? Do y'all remember that? It's simply known as Psalm 91, found in this ancient manuscript called the Bible. But, you know, we talked a lot about that psalm, but it's really the first two verses that you have to pay attention to, because if you don't get the first two verses, none of the rest of it will apply to you. So let's look at those first two verses, and I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Version. If you have a different version, it may sound a little different. But it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand." Now, y'all have heard that before. If God is for me, who can be against me, right? No foe can withstand the power of the Almighty. And when we hide, when we remain fixed under His shadow, under the shadow of the Almighty, when we dwell in His secret place, that is where we have protection. And in verse 2 says, I will say, you can make that personal. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust." You got to trust in Him, folks. You got to trust in the Lord. Because when you do, when you place your trust in Him, guess what? Verse 3, "For then He will deliver you." When? When you place your trust in Him, when you dwell in the Almighty, when you gather yourself under His wings, under His pinions, when you are in the shadow of the Almighty, then He will deliver you. And you can read the rest of that psalm. I'm not going to take time this morning to go over that. We did it last week. But all those benefits, all those promises contained in that Psalm 91, after those two verses, can be yours if you will trust in the Lord, it says. Trust in the Lord. So I want to give you a word I believe is right out of the heart of God this morning, and I believe it's going to encourage you today. It's going to strengthen you for the days ahead, not just the days we're in, but the days ahead as well. Amen? Has anybody ever heard the term fear-mongering? You've probably heard that sometime along your lifespan. Fear-mongering. Let me give you the definition of it. The action of deliberately arousing public fear or alarm about a particular issue. Again, the action of deliberately arousing public fear or alarm about a particular issue. Let me tell you, fear is of the devil. Fear is nothing but of the enemy of your soul, the father of lies, the liar himself. Fear comes from him. And it all boils down to one basic primordial fear, if I can put it that way. I hope that's a word, primordial. I have to look over to the right. They're not there. Those are my English majors over there, but they help me out when I get a word wrong. Primordial fear, it's the fear of dying. All fear, I believe, is based on that one major fear, the fear of dying. Now, don't get me wrong. Listen, I want to be clear here. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that we ignore the warnings and the recommendations of our government officials. I mean, for crying out loud, I'm preaching to an empty church right now. Because we are obedient to the authorities that God has placed, I believe, over us. And we are obedient. We submit to them. We want to have a peaceful life here on this earth. And so we submit to our authorities. I'm not saying that we should ignore that. I'm not saying that we should rebel against anything that's been put in place, any measures that have been put in place. What I am saying is, do not fear. Just don't fear. You can do everything that's put in place, but don't fear. Don't fear. Trust. Trust in the one who has the power to save your soul. Trust in him. And when we do, yes, we don't even have to fear death. Now, for some of y'all that are watching, that's a big pill to swallow. But if you keep listening, I believe the Holy Spirit will build faith in your heart today. And you'll get a clearer understanding, a revelation of what it means not to fear. Okay? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2. Turn over if you got your Bibles there. Wherever you're watching, whether it be at home or I guess that'd be the only place you'd be watching. Oh, you might be in your car. I don't know. I hope you're not driving if you're in your car. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. And let's look at this. I'm going to probably read on down to 18. Yeah. And I want to read this out of the King James first. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same." That's talking about Jesus here. When he came, you know, incarnate into the earth, became a man, born of woman. That's who it's talking about here. "He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death." That is the devil. Listen, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And I'm telling you, fear is a work of the devil. And Jesus came to destroy it. And if you're a born-again believer in Jesus, you have power over that fear. Amen? Let's continue. 15, it says, "And deliver them, us, deliver me, deliver you, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." I'm telling you, the world is subject to the bondage of the fear of death. And you and I, born-again believers, have the answer for them. We have the answer for the world. And it's time right now in these times for the church to stand up and be the glorious church that God created it to be. Not cowering in fear to everything, no, but standing boldly and proclaiming the Word of God and believing the Word, you know, to receive the new creation in Christ Jesus. You have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And when you do, you become born again. And guess what? You have to believe and trust in the one who made him. And when you do that, you can eliminate fear from you. Let me make this a little personal for some of y'all. Many of you know this. About 2.5 years ago, I suffered a brain bleed. And I was in the hospital in ICU for 8 days, I think it was. But listen, I had 3% chance to be standing here right now doing what I'm doing under the conditions that they gave me. 3% chance. But I can tell you, as God is my witness, there was not a second that passed through my mind any fear. I didn't fear leaving my wife without a husband. I didn't fear leaving my children fatherless. I didn't fear leaving my parents without a son, my brothers without a sibling. It never crossed my mind. But when it happened, the instant it happened, Nikki, my wife, and I dropped to our knees and began to pray. And then a precious couple, Roger and Frida Clay, were in their prayer time at the very same moment it happened. And they said, Roger, I believe, said to Frida, we have to pray for Pastor Todd right now. Something awful, something terrible has happened to him. And they mixed their faith, I believe, with Nikki and I's. But guess what? You know, that didn't just happen. I had to put the word in ahead of time. I love what Tricia Sal says all the time. Build an ark in your heart. Prepare your heart ahead of time for those times that do come. Times like coronavirus. Build that ark in your heart. The word. Put the word in your heart. So when those moments come, you can stand on the word of God. And you can do it in faith without fear. I'm telling you, there was no fear whatsoever. 3%. 3% chance that I'm standing here talking to you today. I'm telling you, you can have the same victory. You can have the same victory. Amen. Where am I at? I done lost my spot. Am I in verse 16? For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. That's you and me. The seed of Abraham, if you're a born again believer. Seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, me and you. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Now let me read those last three verses out of the Amplified Version. I love how the Amplified expands on things sometimes. It says this, verse 16. For as we all know, he, Christ, did not take hold of angels, the fallen angels, to give them a helping and delivering hand. But he did take hold of the fallen descendants of Abraham. That's us, before we knew Jesus. To reach out to them, a helping hand and delivering hand. So it is evident that it was essential that he be made like his brethren in every respect. Made like you and me in every respect. In order that he might become a merciful, sympathetic, and faithful high priest in the things related to God, to make atonement and propitiation for the people's sins. For because he himself, in his humanity, has suffered in being tempted, tested, and tried, he is able immediately to run to the cry of and assist, relieve those who are being tempted and tested and tried, and who therefore are being exposed to suffering. There are many, many in this world right now that are being exposed to suffering. But let me tell you, Christ has been tempted in all areas. And he knew of this day long before it happened. And he made a way for us. He made a way for us in his Son, Jesus. And if we believe in Jesus and we trust in the one who sent him, we can be saved, set free, delivered. He says he runs to our cry. He runs to those being tempted and tried and tested. It does not say that he runs to those who beg and whine and complain. Folks, that is not standing in faith. I believe he responds to faith, not fear. Not fear. If we understand his love for us, then we have nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing. Because nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I want this to just seep down deep inside of you this morning. I want to plant this seed of the word so deep in your heart that it cannot be moved. It cannot be shaken. And then it will grow. You know, part of our vision here, or our vision for Christian Growth Center here, is to sow, grow, and go. We are sowing faith in your life so that you will grow in your understanding of your righteousness. So that you can go wherever you are. We go to the New River Valley. You may be somewhere else. You can go to your community. Wherever you go. Wherever your feet take you. They should be shod with the preparation of the gospel. Sharing the word of God wherever you go. Especially in times like this, especially now. People are looking to the church. Come on, somebody say, I am the church. People are looking to the church and see how they are going to react in tough times. And I'm telling you, you've got to stand up and be bold in the name of Jesus. You've got to trust in and rely on Him with your whole heart. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Let's look at that. And I'm going to read, I believe this is out of the, King James. Let's try the King James. How about that? Verse 35, Romans chapter 8 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Listen, when we understand His love for us, it will transport you out of all fear. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, 'For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.' Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Get that. He loved us. He first loved you, and we love Him because He first loved us. Verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Listen, nothing can separate you from His love. If you're born again, nothing can separate you from His love. And I believe He's talking to someone today that is watching that may not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you're looking at the world today and all that's going on in the world, and you're wondering, it says that your heart is going to fail you for fear. And you've been walking in fear your whole life. Like the Word says, you've been in bondage to it your whole life, that fear of dying, of leaving this world. Well, you know, the Word says you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon being the deceitful riches of this world. You cannot serve both. If you serve mammon, if you serve the things of this world, you cannot partake of the things of God. And therefore, you cannot have that peace that passes all understanding when you know Him, even in times of trials and tests and suffering. But there is one. And when you bow your knee to Him, to Jesus, and believe in the Messiah, the Savior, the captain of our salvation, He can deliver you and set you free from the mammon of this world. But here's the cool part. The Word also says if you seek first the kingdom of God, if you seek God first, if you put your faith and trust in Him and rely on Him with your whole heart and seek Him first, then He'll add all those other things unto you. He'll add the riches of this world unto you. He'll gladly give them to you. But you have to seek His kingdom. And to seek His kingdom, you have to know His Jesus, His Son. Amen. 1 John 4, I'm not going to go there, but it talks about the love of God and how there is no fear in love. It says that perfect love casts out all fear. It's not our love for Him. It's His perfect love for us. He first loved us. It's His perfect love for us that casts out all fear. When we trust in Him, like that second verse of Psalm 91, when we trust in Him, then man, you can, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You got to make that personal. First, you got to trust in Him. First, you got to believe in Him. Trust in Him. And then you can receive all those benefits, all those promises that beautiful psalm talks about. Amen? So I just want to encourage you today. In these times when we may be sitting at home, not on our own accord, but you know, because we've been asked to or recommended to or even mandated to. But I want to encourage you. So this rises up in my heart. Pastor Rob says it all the time. Pastor Rob, founding pastor of this church, Christian Growth Center in Christiansburg, Virginia, in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, a beautiful place. My father in the faith says this all the time. Preparation time is never wasted time. So as you're sitting there in your home or in your car or wherever you may be, prepare, prepare, prepare. Prepare for what? Prepare for whatever. Because I'm telling you, Scripture is very clear that times are getting hard. They're getting darker. This is just one thing, this coronavirus. Years ago, it was Ebola, and then it was swine flu. And there's always something. The enemy is always going to come. Look, there are no new tricks in his bag. They may call it and label it a different name, but there's no new trick. It's fear. Fear of dying. That is what he wants to do. To get you in fear so he can get you off of faith. Distract you from seeking the kingdom of God. Prepare for whatever may come your way. Just like we read in Romans 8, verse 38 says, things to come. Things to come. Preparing us for things to come. I believe in these trying times, the church can be a beacon of hope. Come on, say it again. I am the church. You are the church. And you can be a beacon of hope wherever you are. If you operate in faith and not fear. Faith in Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing. The Messiah. The Son of God, the captain of our salvation, the Lord of Lords. Oh, glory be to God. You are the church. Let's start acting like the church that Christ died to create. Have compassion for your neighbor. Walk in love towards everyone that you see. Yes, yes, yes. Even for that individual, God love them, that stole that roll of toilet paper out of the cart of that poor woman while she wasn't looking. Stole it right out of her cart. Turned her head to get something else. Turned back around. Her toilet paper was gone. People, come on. We are better than that. Amen. We are the church. We are the beacon of hope to a lost and dying world. And they're watching you. They are watching you. They are tagging you on social media. And they are following you on social media. And they are seeing what you are posting. Are you posting words of hope and encouragement? Or words of fear and sadness and distraught and stress? It's time to speak life to people. Speak life. Live in faith. Listen, give no place to the enemy. The word says submit to God. And watch the enemy of your soul flee. And the original language is very specific. It says that he will flee in stark terror when you submit to God. Operate in faith. Speak words of life. Speak words of faith. Build up your most holy faith by speaking the word of God. This is something that he's given us. Preparation time. Take this time to dive into this word. Submerse yourself in it. And watch how your life changes when you seek first the kingdom of God. Listen, dwell on his love for you, and that perfect love will cast out all fear. Fear of unemployment. Fear of loss. Any fear that you may be dealing with. And yes, even the fear of death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? It is swallowed up in the person of Christ. Amen? We believers have already conquered death and have nothing to fear. Our salvation is secure. Our destiny fulfilled. But how about you that may be watching this, that don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I mean, you may know of Him. The demons know of Him. But is He a personal Savior to you? Do you know Him personally as your Lord and Savior? Where will you be spending eternity? I believe you can change that right now. I believe amidst everything that's going on in this world, that we have to have that beacon of hope. We have to have that promise of hope, that promise of Jesus, that eternity with our Lord and Savior. Because there is a hell, and it is real. There is a place of damnation that unbelievers will find themselves one day. But when you receive Jesus, guess what? You were transferred from that kingdom of darkness to that kingdom of light. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful choice. I just simply invite you today, if you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, He is the captain of our salvation. Just receive Him, accept Him into your heart today. Have fellowship with Him. Talk to Him. Listen, throw out the old English and just talk to Him like you do your friend. Like you do on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook. Just talk to Him. Have a conversation. Yeah, He knows emojis. You can even use those emojis. But talk to Him. Invite Him in. And He will answer you. He will talk to you. He will talk back to you. He will receive you as one of His own. And your life will be changed and your eternal destination changed forever. So I leave you with that. Will you do that today? Someone that may be watching even now or later as this may be shared. And that's another thing. I encourage everyone that's watching to share this. Share this with their friends and family and coworkers and acquaintances and those people that you've accepted as friends on Facebook and don't even know. Share it with them all. They all need to hear about Jesus. They all do. Be sure to continue to follow us at our page here, Christian Growth Center. We're going to be doing this again next Sunday at 10 a.m. And always be encouraged and always know and understand this. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He sent His Son to die for you. He loves you so much. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Father, I thank You today. I thank You that Your Word has gone forth and it is penetrating the hearts of the people under the sound of My voice. I thank You that You are doing a work in people's lives in the midst of these trying times, these unique times, this season of life that we are in. And Lord, that people are crying out to You. They know that they're missing something and that they need You. And we, as a Christian who call ourselves of Christ, followers of the way, we need to be that light. We need to be that ambassadors for Christ in this earth and share the light with them. They're searching. They want something. They need hope. And we're the hope in Christ Jesus. Church, you got to believe that. You got to stand for it. You got to be bold about it. I'm telling you, these are dark times in the world, but it is a glorious time for the church. if you can receive that. A glorious time. The Word promises a harvest like no other towards the end of days. So be the church wherever you go. Amen. Again, I encourage you to join us next week. We'll be doing this again.